write the songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a radio show featuring songs written by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans. I'm your host, Carl Enbehaun. For the next 2 hours, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. John Kimball returned to his grandparents' farm near Oakley, Minnesota, and never looked back. That's from his Ben in the Heartland CD, and it's chock full of Ritz music with lyrical twists. John currently owns TJ's Tavern in Oakley, Minnesota, where he hosts an open mic the first Monday of every month from 7 to 10 p.m. And yours truly, your host, Carl and Bihan, I was there Monday night, picking and grinning with Andy Miller and John Kimball. And the female voice in the background, of course, is John's wonderful wife, Tanya, who is also a superb musician. Well, welcome to another live, yes, it is live episode of Minnesota Homebrew. I toyed with the idea of pre-recording the show tonight, but duty calls. So here I am, and it is truly cold. It's going to be, I'm sure, minus 20 at least wind chill tonight here in northwestern Minnesota. I'm here in the studios of Pioneer 90.1, and I hope you're listening. And tell all your friends and neighbors about it, and we're getting very close to 300 likes on our Facebook page. So go there and click like. We'd like to see that number hit 300. And tonight is our Twin Spin show. So here's another song by John Kimball, and it is also appropriately titled Out in the Cold. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew on Pioneer 90.1.
Well, the winter was long and unusually cold. We did everything wrong. We were out of control. Yeah, we planted a seed. Seemed like a good start. We didn't have what love needed. I guess the ground was too hard. Well, baby, now that I'm gone, where'd you expect me to go? I'm back to walking alone. You left me out in the cold. Stayed on the ground, then I'd never have known how much it hurts falling down.
She's a singer, guitarist, and songwriter, originally hailing from the shores of Lake Superior, but now digging the Twin Cities scene. She writes songs with honesty and substance, and she sings with passion and conviction. Her name is Sasha Mercedes, and she has even shared the stage with Dar Williams, Tracy Bonham, Guy Davis, Pete Seeger, and many others. I guess Pete's name's the only one I recognize there, but that's just because I'm kind of a yokel from way up in the northwest part of Minnesota. So that's the first song of our Twin Spin by Sasha. Up next is one titled Lucky. And I know I'm just lucky to be inside on a night like tonight.
Lying heads up in the dirt on the floor. They call it lucky, so I picked it up. Now I only need about a million more. I'm the worst kind of dreamer. Lately all my thoughts seem to fall onto you. I know I'm a fool, 'cause I still believe every fortune comes true. My fortune was you. Oh, were you, you, were you. I try my hardest to avoid all the cracks, 'cause my mother, she's seen enough pain. She taught me never to step on the spiders, 'cause it's gonna rain anyways. I must have broke a few mirrors. This ain't what I planned. I sure wasn't planning on you. I know I'm a fool, 'cause I still believe every fortune comes true. My fortune was you. Oh, were you, you, were you. My fortune was you. Yeah, 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 yeah. Know that I've squandered, know that I've shaken, but puzzle piece never quite fit. I know I'm a fool, 'cause I still believe every fortune comes true. And I know I'm a fool, 'cause I still believe every fortune comes true. And I'm coming for you. Oh, were you, you, were you. Yeah, I'm coming for you. lying heads up in the dirt on the floor.
I wandered through Namaji, I walked the white pine way, till sawmills came and floated all them woods away. I am lost, and I must be found. I whispered through a sea of grass where bison thundered free, till John Deere came with a shining steel and plowed it into weed. I am lost and I must be found. Saint Anthony, whoa, Saint Anthony, won't you please have a look around? I am lost and I must be found. I traded with the nation's little crow hole in the day, till soldiers came with rifles and laid them in their grave. I am lost and I must be found. So I salmoned up the Mississippi, and then I drifted back, but they dammed up old St. Anthony, so I'm washed up on the flats. I am lost, and I must be found. St. Anthony, whoa, St. Anthony, won't you please have a look around? I am lost and I must be found. You got the scratch, but a woman never paid too much, so I'm washed up on the flats. I am lost and I must be found. St. Anthony, whoa, St. Anthony, won't you please have a look around? I am lost and I must be found. I am lost and I must be found. I am lost.
Well, there's a group new to Minnesota Homebrew. They're called the Scally Line, and that's named after a railroad which connected St. Paul and Duluth. And begun in 1877, the St. Paul and Duluth Railroad Company's only line ran along what is now Highway 61, a song made famous by Bob Dylan. The Scally Line brings a passion for old country music, fiddle tunes, blues, ballads, and gospel. In their words, we also write music with an especial focus on Minnesota stories
and themes, and both of us enjoy tight arrangements that put the sizzle on each piece of musical steak. That's well put. Primarily guitar and mandolin. You'll also hear a little fiddle playing from Tom Cornish. And if you ask nice, Fred Keller gets the commodium out and will play some Papa John Jackson or Ishman Bracey for you. More names I don't know. How ignorant I am. Mostly what we do is have more fun than humans should be allowed to have. That's the Scally line on Minnesota Homebrew. And here's the second tune by them this evening, titled Riverman. You're listening to Homebrew.
Steamboat. All I need is a 10-string raft and the draft to make her float. It's up the river and down the river, and catch me if you can. Roots are fine if you're a tree, but I'm a river man. Oh, I got a gal in every camp, I got two in every town. The only thing that I ain't got is a mind to stick around. It's up the river and down the river, and a catch me if you can. Roots are fine if you're a tree, but I'm a river man. Oh, Jordan is a fine old stream, it'll get you right with Jesus. But I'm a snake in the kettle in the old St. Croix, we does just as we please. Up the river and down the river, and catch me if you can. Roots are fine if you're a tree, but I'm a river man. To Duluth, the cut over land's too full of man, and that's the good Lord's truth. Up the river and down the river, and a catch me if you can. Roots are fine if you're a tree, but I'm a river man. Flows through mountains and through trees, and the air still smells like long ago, and that's where you will find me. Up the river and down the river, and catch me if you can. Roots are fine if you're a tree, but I'm a river man. Oh, up the river and down the river, catch me if you can. Roots are fine if you're a tree, but I'm a river man.
Highway 95 in a gentle rain, sipping from a thermos, simmering my mind, following the roads, interpreting the signs. Exit 12 to Moscow, the forest disappear, prairies open up, mountains flatten out. Exit 12 to Moscow, I drive a stretch alone. It's just another place I cannot call my home. Exit 12 to Moscow, there's not a lot to do. I'm tired of cafes, and I'm not a man for booze. One day I'd like to marry, realign my life. It's hard to find a friend, how can I find a wife? Exit 12 to Moscow, the forest disappear. The prairies open up, mountains flatten out. Exit 12 to Moscow, I drive the stretch alone. It's just another place I cannot call my home. Pilots spray the crops to increase the yields. Bound to feed the nation, every hungry soul. Bound to feed this man who's wandering alone. Exit 12 to Moscow, the forests disappear. The prairies open up, the mountains flatten out. Exit 12 to Moscow, I drive the stretch alone. It's just another place I cannot call my home. Roots are growing deep and pushing me aside. It's no place for a stranger without a family. But no matter where I live, I always want to leave. Exit 12 to Moscow, the forests disappear. The prairies open up, the mountains flatten out. Exit 12 to Moscow, I drive the stretch alone. It's just another place I cannot call my home.
That's a fellow I had the pleasure of hearing a couple years ago down in St. Paul, Ben Hokanson, who's been steadily writing and recording music that teeters on the margins of folk and alternative, but is laced with something a little more. Lyrics, which often illuminate personalities of Americana, of hopeful and honest people believing that hard work pays off, and also the disillusioned who have been pushed to the ground by the American dream, clearing the dust from their mouths. His music ranges from gentle folk fingerstyle balladry, such as that song, to distorted electric guitar leads, conveying a sense of desperate failure and hard-won success. Ben Hokanson, and we're doing twin spins tonight here on Minnesota Homebrew. So our second of the pair by Ben is a tune titled High Above My Station.
Lost along the way, trading time for silver. What was I about to say beside this shining river? Beside this shining river. and listen. I'll walk with you all along in blessed restoration. Blessed restoration. Water, vital current flow, manna drift and wounded. When it's time for me to go, lead me home, lead me home. Swollen river running high, she's weeping on my shoulder. My darling, don't you cry, I will see us over, I will see us desolation. My soul, you must ever soar high above my station, high above my station.
Well, if he doesn't like Paul Simon, he certainly should. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful poetic lyrics, Ben Hoganson.
Crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
That's right, a new feature to Minnesota Homebrew as we feature an artist from outstate. And this gentleman is a member of the Columbus, Ohio Songwriters Association. His name is Joey Hendrickson. And someone said of Joey, once we heard Joey start singing on Falling For It, it took us about 3 seconds to realize that Joey is an artist that needs to be added to everyone's playlist now. The soulfulness of his voice and the emotion in his lyrics should make millions of people fall in love with him and provide the soundtrack for at least as many relationships coming together and falling apart, both real and scripted, on movie and television screens everywhere. We can't wait to hear him in person, work with him in the studio, and watch him as his career develops, and we are excited to be able to help that along in any way we can. That was written by Christopher Tyne, or Ting, I should say. And we're happy to help that career along, too. Here's Falling For It by Joey Hendrickson. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew on Pioneer 90.1.
Thank you. kissed out in the rain. Falling for me till I'm face down in the rain.
That was Miss Amanda Grace with Washtub Blues number 2. Now, Amanda is regularly featured on this show. We really like her music. And she's from Winona, Minnesota, and she started playing piano by ear as a child and started composing classical type pieces as early as 8 years old. She regarded her music as therapy even as a child and has always considered writing music and lyrics as a strong internal influence during her youth. After playing in college with a rock band called Nuanda, she went solo for a few years and played familiar folk pop artists of her generation. After getting married and starting a family, Amanda first released an album in memory of her nephew who had been fighting leukemia called Trains, Cars, and a Trip to Mars. Her CD entitled Embrace features that last song and other writers along with her own pieces, and has strong themes such as overcoming cancer, love, loss, and all the drama that comes with it. Well, here's the second of two by Amanda Grace, and it's titled The Hammer Song on MHB.
Is me, my baby left me high and dry once again. And he says that he'll befriend me, but I never, ever, 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 ever wanna see him. Again, this old heart is meant to personal story, man love to tell. Life a game out at the fairground. You just hammer, 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 hammer till you ring the bell. Like a horse jumping off the platform, I couldn't see my periphery. Now I'm diving into shallow waters, and I'm falling, falling, falling to my own damn misery. Is this old heart is meant to shatter? Some story, man, love to tell. Well, like the game out at the fairground, you just hammer, 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 hammer till you ring the bell. This old heart. Someone's story, man, love to tell. Like the game out at the fairground, you just hammer, 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 hammer till you ring the bell. You just hammer, 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 hammer till you ring the bell. You just hammer, 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 hammer till you ring the bell. You just hammer, 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 hammer till you ring the
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
That's right, and it happened at just 3:15 a.m. this morning on a westbound interstate lane in Dublin, California, just east of Oakland on Interstate 580. A truck hauling 45,000 pounds of beer cans, including Coors Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon, crashed west of Foothill Road and landed on its side, the California Highway Patrol said. The driver, 68-year-old William Whitaker of Crestwood, Oregon, told the CHP that he had a coughing fit and briefly blacked out. And he was taken to the hospital with injuries that were not life-threatening. That's very good to hear. But I guess this beer lover would have to say, you know what's coming here. No big loss. Coors Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon in the ditch. Now, if he was carrying a truckload of... Breckenridge Vanilla Porter or a truckload of Blue Moon or a truckload of Artella or Stella Artois or something like that. That would be tragic, but this is kind of we almost have to thank the driver, Mr. William Whitaker, for that act of selflessness. That's your beer news for tonight. Up next, Jack's, up next, the second tune on our Twin Spin Night by Amanda Grace. No, that was it, the Hammer Song. Yes, up next, Jack Sundrud from Oakley, Minnesota with Impossible Blue on MHB.
If you could see me from behind the mirror, if you could be me, it would all be clear. It's hard to breathe in this atmosphere.
swimming through the haze, across a million miles of yesterdays. Would you reach out? Would you turn away? Shudder by me like old photographs, then wash away like tears in a bath. Out into a lonely sea, deep blue in me. I yes, the falling sky.
Respected Nashville songwriter and bassist, singer, songwriter, currently touring and recording for venerable country rock band Poco, although I think they may have called it quits after all those years. It's Jack Sundrud, who left his hometown of Oakley, Minnesota for Nashville in 1981, where he quickly became a touring bassist, singer with some of the Music Pop's Music City's top touring acts. While touring with Michael Johnson's band, Jack's songs were brought to the attention of the Judds producer, Brent Maher. This led to the formation of Great Plains, also featuring Russ Paul, Denny Bixby, and Michael Young as an edgy country rock band fronted by Sundrud. The band's single release, Faster Gun, became a top 25 radio hit before rejoining Poco on the road and in the studio in 2000. Jack, with his friend Craig Bickhart, Jack wrote with Michael Johnson, Forerunner's breakout hit Cain's Blood and Ty Herndon's number one hit It Must Be Love, and that was co-written by Craig Bickhart. Among the artists who have already recorded Sundrud songs are Kenny Rogers, The Judds, Ricochet, The Persuasions, Michael Johnson, and many more. So there you have it, Mr. Jack Sundrud. Small Town Boy Makes Good. Here's his second song for the night, Taste for Life, here on Homebrew.
Bitter teeth of love's reminders, salt of sorrow.
song, but my cup shall not go empty until my taste for life is gone.
Jack Sundrud, formerly of Oakley, now of Nashville, Minnesota, as we continue with our spin night. Bob Muscovitz is listening down in Hackensack. I think Mr. Karski may be listening down in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin. And lots of other people via the internet. We posted a link to how you can tune in to tunein.com and even download an app for your smartphone. I'd like to remind you that next Wednesday, Wednesday the 21st is our open mic night at the Black Cat here in Thief River Falls. Host L. Gretschaleski is so kind to let us have the back room and the stage, and usually Andy Miller and John Kimball and myself, and who knows who else shows up. We have a good time. Musicians, if you want to come by, we'll give you a coupon for a free drink. I know that's not much, but at least get your vocal cords oiled up a little bit. And we look forward to that coming up on the 21st at the Black Cat here in Thief River Falls. Well, that's the end of our first hour. Stay tuned for hour two here of Minnesota Homebrew. We got lots of great twin spins coming up for you.